You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUBO.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, and that's praying that God will just overwhelm you with blessings today and during the week as we get prepared to roll down the track coming to your home. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we bring you community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3. KUVO Denver and K209ED in Breckenridge. You can also check us out online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs out, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media Studios, that's 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out, that's daily, at DAWS, DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. That's 24/7. So God bless you, and thank you for riding on the Gospel Train with me this morning. And of course, I want to give a big shout out to one of my friends, Ricky, for his big birthday celebration. He's been celebrating all week. And of course, I pray that God will continue to bless him and keep him in all of his ways. Here's none other than the Brooklyn Mass Choir, Sam Cooke, Walter Hawkins, and of course, Brandon Anderson to get the train rolling down the track, coming into your home and around the world. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man, the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. The Son of God surrounds his saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them.
Glory, Lord. just bless the Lord every day and night. Never ending praise. May our incense rise.
Bless the
Lord
every day and night.
May our incense rise.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything.
Sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh,
Tell your enemies, hey, God did it. man. Take us to the bridge. You can dance for the Lord on this one. Remember all he's brought you through. He'll never leave you. New weapon formed. No matter what the enemy tries, it may form, but it won't prosper. Enemy's face. He's already defeated. Look, devil.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together.
You got the victory. You know we did it. Now this part's for anyone who's ever come back from a setback. Tell everybody. God did it.
Oh, you gotta tell somebody all the glorious things that God has done for you. That's right. You know, I don't know if you know, but famous words of Senior Pastor Anita Jones said, something's got to give, something's got to break, something's going down, but it won't be me. I said, that's something that you got to put in your hat and keep it with you. Knowing that God's going to do whatever it is that he has promised. Just know it, believe it, and trust in it. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. I do want to remind you that Gospel in the City is coming up. That's going to be August 11th at the Park Hill United Methodist Church, 5209 Montview Boulevard. And that's going to feature none other than Dr. Michael Williams and Mary Louise Lee. It's going to be a great concert and something that you need to check out. So if you're not doing anything on the 11th at 7 o'clock, check out the Park Hill United Methodist Church. Also, August 26th, there is a Mixing with Mindfulness. That's the Intentional Reflection Workshop and Social Gathering at the Carla Madison Rooftop, 2401 East Colfax Avenue. That's Saturday, August 26th. The workshop begins at 4 to 6:30, and then there'll be a social right after that. Give Roz a call at 720-998-4218. She'll give me more information about it. That's Roz at 720-998-4218. Also, I want to remind you there is a new experience in Aurora, Mississippi, and Buckley Beyond Elegant Event Center is available for booking weddings, all type of entertainment. You need to check it out. If you're looking for an event center, give them a call at 720-663-7732. That's Beyond Elegance Event Center. It's brand new on Mississippi and Buckley in Aurora. Also, I still want to remind you that there's still Central Baptist Church is still looking for a senior pastor. They're still interviewing. So if you know someone that is interested in becoming a senior pastor at Central Baptist Church, they're 131 years, a landmark located in the historic Five Points. They've been there for a long time. And, of course, they have two associate ministers. And one you can call Deacon Johnny Williams at 303-901-3371. Or you can call Russell Grant at 303-886-3539 for more information. Also, on behalf of the APRI Denver, Colorado chapter, that's the A. Philip Randolph Institution, they're inviting everyone to come out into the community. They're having a reunion picnic and event, and you can give Tanya a call. It's going to be their 33rd year anniversary, and that's August 5th from 1 to 4 p.m., and they'll be at the Curtis Park, 3181 Champa Street. give Tanya a call at 720-436-9331. Stay with us. We've got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Support comes from the DCPA, presenting Miss Rhythm, The Legend of Ruth Brown, now playing at the Gardner Galleria Theater. Tickets at denvercenter.org. Sponsored by Kuvo Jazz.
If you haven't seen Miss Ruth Brown, that's none other than Denver's own Cheryl McCallum, who is performing, and she does a wonderful, wonderful, great job. You need to check it out. You need to go and see her and give support to our own Cheryl McCallum.
Wake up with the morning set.
Hi, this is Abby. Join us again on Monday morning. We'll have jazz news with Steve Chavis and the soundtrack to get your week started.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Our events calendar is full of great things to do around town. Find it on KUVO.org.
Was a single mother. She was abandoned by the family she belonged to. And there in the wilderness with her son, alone, with very little provision, she was wondering. She was questioning. Does anyone care?
She's crying. The desert. She's lost in her despair. She thinks nobody loves her. Hagar thinks nobody's there. But God says,
named Ruth. She was from the land of Moab, and she was met with grief and heartache. She was a widow, and she lived with her mother-in-law, who was also a widow. And now it was time to move on. But Ruth had never been to Bethlehem. She had never tasted of the house of bread. But now she had heard an inner invitation to come and taste and see. And so she vowed her herself to her mother-in-law and said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lie, I will lie. Where you die, I will die." And she begins a journey to the promised land. She's traveling through the desert, and she's leaving her despair. She's hoping for a future, praying God will lead her there. And he says, "I will put a ring around your finger, and I will bless a child within your womb, and the Savior will be born through you to free the world from sin, and he'll make all things new for you and love you back to life again." And then, from Ruth, who gave birth to a son, Obed, who gave birth to a son, Jesse, who gave birth to a son named David. Now this same once shepherd boy, mighty warrior, anointed king, is alone, terrified, in the darkness. He's hiding in the desert. He's battling despair. David thinks his life is over. It's over. And God, he doesn't care. But God says, his body in the tomb. In that moment, her hope died. It died. She's crying in the garden. She's broken in despair. She's searching
That's a brand new release from none other than Nicole Mullen. Talking about the God who sees. He sees all things. So trust in him. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways. In all your ways, just trust him. That's right. And here's none other than, of course, the group Fire. We have more great gospel music coming to you. You know, God can do anything but fail.
Thank you. need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Show me
your power.
Less of me and more of you,
less of me and more of you,
what
is
I need. So many times I strayed away, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
Worshiper out there that'll join me, come on.
Let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him.
Give
her.
tripping. I made some wrong decisions, and now I'm on a mission. God, you got my attention, and ooh, and it don't get no better.
Oh, say you're blessed, because you're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. As none other than Erica Campbell. And, of course, before that was one of my great, great favorite songs, That I Need You, Your Glory. That's none other than Ernest Pugh, who was here, of course, last week. If you missed that, you missed a great, great performance. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
The 6th annual Aurora Day is Sunday, August 6th, featuring bounty houses, face painting, food and backpack giveaways. That's Sunday, August 6th from noon to 4 at the Knights of Columbus, 13645 East Bayard, off South Potomac in Aurora.
Classic jazz, standards, Latin, R&B, soul, gospel, indigenous. We have all that and more right here on KUVO.
You got that love to keep me so giddy. Oh, this kind of love, man, I was not ready. No, couldn't find another, no, it's not many. Matter of fact, put this on God, no, it's not any. Ooh, when I call him, it's like it's automatic. You make sure I ain't got no static. You be showing out, and you keep on blessing me, that's no doubt. Yeah, I can't make this up. You keep coming through in a clutch. I know sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need your touch, yeah. Cause you're the truth, yeah.
You're in touch and in tune to the rest of great gospel music. Oh, all you got to do is just call the name of Jesus. I'm telling you. And he will be right there. He's always there. Always there to bless you. Thank you so much for listening to the Gospel Train riding with us today. I've enjoyed this show so much. And I hope you have too. I hope it's been a blessing to you. And I hope you have a great, great week. I do hope that all the love that God has shown you, that you can go out and you can show that love to each and every person that you meet. Go with God in all of your ways and trust him. Believe him no matter what you're going through. You could be knocked down, but I'm telling you, you can always get back up. Well, here's none other than Curtis Mayfield. He's going to take us home. with People Get Ready. There's a train coming to your home. That's every week, Sunday at 8 o'clock, right here on the Gospel Train. God bless you. God willing, I'll see you next week.
Listening to the Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.